Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
If you as a parent are depending on an hour's visit to a local church once a week to offset the influence of a secular world in the life of your child, forget it. You are up against tougher competition than you can handle. Altogether too often, we commute to a local church not too far away from home, where we can spend an hour in air-conditioned comfort, while our children are in Sunday school or are entertained by a program sometimes called Junior Church. They color pictures, sing some songs, have some crackers and Kool-Aid before they hear a frustrated teacher tell a Bible story, which often sounds something akin to a fairy tale. A mother discovered that who questioned her child about the Bible lesson of the morning. When the child embellished on the story, the mother said, "Are you sure that's the way she told it?" "Well," said the youngster, "you'd never believe it the way she told it." The real problem isn't the quality of Christian education, it's basically the amount of it, and the odds which we are against. Your youngster spends 35 hours every week in school, right? Along with the 3 hours, your child will get sex education, evolution, social theories that run counter to much of what he will learn in church. In addition, there is the impact of that great educator, which is prominently displayed in your family or living room, otherwise known as a television set. Or should we call it the video worship center? If you're average, it glows in vivid, living color 5.5 hours a day. By the time your youngster graduates from high school, he will have seen 15 to 20,000 hours of television and will have witnessed 25,000 acts of violence, including rapes, murders, and all kinds of aggression. But then, kids won't just pick up Christian values by growing up in a Christian home. Sure, just like they pick up science, math, and become excellent musicians by just growing up in a home where parents have those abilities. True, some things are caught, not taught. But when it comes to offsetting the secular influence which surrounds your children, you need a total frontal attack. You feed your kids every day, right? You expect them to study their lessons every day. You want them to practice daily to learn proficiency in music. Why not set aside some time every day, even if it is as brief as 5 minutes following a meal, when you as a family can touch God together, something which can be tremendously meaningful in the lives of your children? After God gave the Ten Commandments at Mount Sinai, Moses commanded the people to walk in the ways of the Lord and to teach these commandments to their children. He said, "These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up." He put the responsibility of morality and integrity on the shoulders of parents, who in turn convey spiritual truths daily to their children. Most people call this important time family devotions or family worship. No matter what you call it, it is very important. Several ingredients go into the mix. One, Scripture itself, including memorizing portions of the great book which will stay in your children's hearts forever. Two, learning to pray for each other's needs, for the family, for your church, for the world, for friends. Three, learning to care about each other, as families should. There are some things which must be done in time for eternity. Believe me, this is one of them. I'm Dr. Harold Sala. You've heard from me. Now, I would really like to hear from you. If Guidelines speaks to the need of your heart, let us know. Your words would be an encouragement. Send an email to guidelines@guidelines.org. You can download what you've just heard at our website, guidelines.org.